2025 promises to be a year of political change at international, national, and provincial levels. Since the axiom that all politics is local is true, no doubt our council will be facing new issues that are triggered by changes beyond our local borders. Hang on for the ride, it could be a bumpy one. In fact, council has already weighed in on international affairs and statements by the new U.S. president. Wearing our hearts on our sleeves, and in a firm stance against his suggestion that Canada should become the 51st state of the United States, council voiced strong opposition. President Trump had proposed using economic force, such as tariffs, to integrate Canada into the U.S., claiming many Canadians would support the move. Halton Hills, known as Canada's most patriotic town, has actively opposed previous Buy America trade measures and celebrated Canada's 150th anniversary by flying over 50,000 Canadian flags. The resolution also highlighted Canada's sovereignty, peaceful self-governance since 1867, and its rich founding identity shaped by Indigenous, French, and English cultures, and enhanced by immigration from all corners of the globe over the past 150 years. Council also noted Canada's global standing, its support for allies in conflicts, and our high quality of life. The long-standing friendship and respect between the U.S. and Canada was mentioned. The resolution supports pushback by the province and federal government and reaffirms Canada's independence. I don't know where the president is getting his information about what Canadians want, but he does not have support from the town of Halton Hills. Another report approved by council puts a new fireworks bylaw in place. After many hours of discussion and consultation over the past year, this bylaw provides clear guidelines and enhances safety measures regarding the sale and discharge of fireworks within the town. The new bylaw prohibits the sale and discharge of family-style, low-hazard, consumer fireworks, addressing concerns with safety, negative impacts on neighbors, pets, wildlife, and the environment. However, the discharge of high-hazard, display fireworks is permitted in controlled settings. Individuals or groups wishing to provide display fireworks such as on Canada Day must obtain a permit from the town, possess a valid fireworks display supervisor certification, and have their application reviewed by the fire chief. Vendors who previously sold fireworks in Halton Hills will be informed of the new bylaw and advised that the sale and discharge of these fireworks are no longer permitted. Public communications will ensure the general public is aware of the bylaw changes, and enforcement measures will be in place for any violations. While most members of council were meeting in the chambers at Town Hall last Monday, I participated remotely through online video, taking time out from the annual conference of the Rural Ontario Municipalities Association. While at ROMA, I met with fellow GTA mayors in the 905 Belt, sharing common issues such as illegal truck parking, stalled housing construction, homelessness, and the need for new funding sources for municipal government responsibilities. Along with our MPP Ted Arnott, I met with the Associate Minister of Housing and described our town's challenges in securing parkland in advance of high-density development that's coming in some of our neighborhoods. Flagrant illegal land uses, particularly by the trucking industry, was also discussed, with hopes that the province will give municipalities such as ours the power to stop the blatant disregard for our zoning rules and pollution of our rural landscape. Yes, all politics is local, indeed.